Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim daf Kuf. We are continuing the discussion about how one, the permissibility or the iser of eating food on Erev Shabbos and on Erev Pesach. So in the end of yesterday's daf, we just mentioned that the Mishnah says that on Erev Pesach, you can't eat Samach L'mincha. And the question is, what about Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif? So the Gemara had ended up saying that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that on Erev Shabbos, on Erev regular Yontif, so it is permissible to eat all the way up until Shabbos, but only on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat Samach L'mincha because of the Chiyuv of Matzah, that's Doraisa. That was Rav Sheshes' way of reading the Mishnah. The Gemara tried to suggest that it could even be Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Papa, but the Gemara rejected that in the end. So let's pick it up from Ula Rav Huna, near the top of the page. Ula Rav Huna, we are on the fifth line of Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Rav Huna said that our Mishnah that forbids eating a meal after 9 hours into the day. And so he's saying the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi, that only on Erev Pesach it's usher to do that. But on Erev Shabbos and Yontif, it's mutter to start a meal on Erev Shabbos and Yontif. Well, the Rav Huna Minicha, how could you say that it works out according to Rav Huna? The Ha'amar Rabbi Yirmi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'itema, Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bar Rabbi Chanina, Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda Be'erev Pesach, V'halacha K'Rabbi Yossi Be'erev Shabbos. But wait a minute. We know we have a statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Some say it was Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yossi Chanina, that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, and the halacha follows Rabbi Yossi on Erev Shabbos. Now, from the fact that you present it as a machlokas by Erev Pesach and a machlokas by Erev Shabbos, Rav Huna's whole suggestion was that even Rabbi Yossi, who argues, agrees by Erev Pesach. But now you're telling me the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach means that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda disagree even by Erev Pesach. So how in the world can you tell me that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi? Says the Gemara, halacha ka Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach michlal dipolag Rabbi Yossi b'tavayu. Sounds like Rabbi Yossi doesn't only argue on Erev Shabbos and Yontif, but he even argues in Erev Pesach, and he holds even Erev Pesach, it's permissible to start a meal even after Samach L'mincha. Answers the Gemara, no, that you misinterpreted that statement. Lo. Really, when it comes to Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, you may not begin a meal Erev Pesach after Samach L'mincha, and the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. However, what did this statement mean, that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda? No, no. Halacha mechlal depligi b'hafsaka. No. The argument on Erev Pesach is not about whether you could start a meal or not. Rabbi Yossi agrees you're not allowed to start a meal. But the machlokas is, do you have to stop a meal that was begun beheter on Erev Pesach or Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif? If you begin the meal in the mutter time, let's say you begin the meal 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's well before Samach L'mincha. So, and you keep going. In the times of the Gemara, they had very little food. So maybe they wanted to take their Friday meal and make it also their Friday night meal. So now we have a machlokas about Hafsaka. Tisanya, we learned in the Braisa. Mavsikin l'shabbosos. The Braisa says, if on Erev Shabbos, and we'll see according to some Rishonim, this is also on Erev Pesach and every Erev Yontif, if you started eating beheter, but now it comes time for Shabbos, so you need to have your Shabbos meal. So Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to stop, and Tosus writes you have to remove the table, Akiras HaShulchan, and bench, and then start a brand new meal for Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein Mafsikin. Rabbi Yossi says, just keep on eating into Shabbos, eat. You can eat an hour, 2 hours into Shabbos, and then you bench and make Kiddush at the end of the meal. We'll discuss that in a minute.
Umaisi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Shahayu Mesubin Ba'ako. A story happened that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi were reclining, eating a meal. It seems that it was Erev Shabbos in Akko. V'kidesh aleihem ayom. And it became Shabbos. Amalo Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said to Rabbi Yossi, Berebi. That's a term of endearment. Berebi, my beloved one, the one who I love so much. Ritzoncha nafsik v'nechash l'divrei Yehuda chavireinu. Rabbi Yehuda was sitting right there. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So out of the honor of Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel asked Rabbi Yossi, maybe we should honor the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and stop the meal and bench and remove the table and then make kiddush for Shabbos. Amalo b'chol yom v'yom ata mechaviv devarai lefnei Rabbi Yehuda. Every day you always paskin like me, Rabbi Yossi, against Rabbi Yehuda. Va'achshav ata mechaviv devar Yehuda mipanai b'fanai. And now you're trying to be mechaviv his opinion in front of me. You want to say the halach is like him? Ah, daf yomi coincidence. Hagam lichbosh es amalka imi babayis. From the Megillah. Ah, hagam lichbosh es amalka. We only missed it by a few days. Hagam lichbosh es amalka. What, you want to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in my face while I'm here? We all know the Ganz Klal Yisrael files Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Yehuda. So you want to stop the meal to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Right, Rabbi Yehuda is in brackets here. Some say he was there, some say he wasn't there. I'm not sure which is better or which is worse. But anyway, you want to follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? You want to hagam lichmosh es amalki imi babayis? You want to, spit in my face right while I'm here, like Ahasuerus said to Haman when Haman was falling on the bed that Esther was there? You want to try to steal away my wife with me over here in the house? You're going to paskin like Rabbi Yossi, like Rabbi Yehuda, while I'm here? So Amar lo. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said to him, "Okay, Imkain, if that's true, lo nafsik, then we better not stop." Shema yiru atalmidim v'yikbu halacha l'doros. Maybe the talmidim will see and they will establish the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. So Amru, so the rabbi said, lo zaz mishamat shekava halacha Rabbi Yossi. So they paskin halacha like Rabbi Yossi. You don't have to stop your meal. When Shabbos comes, just keep on eating. You don't have to stop your meal. And you can bench and even make kiddush at the end of the meal. So let's take a pause here for 1 second to speak out a few inyanim. First of all, how do we paskin in terms of starting a meal on Erev Shabbos? So, machlokas are rishonim. So the Rashbam over here on the Gemara, the Rashbam writes, we follow Rabbi Yossi. That, because what does the Mishnah say? On Erev Pesach, you can't start a meal, but a regular Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Rabbi Yossi says, you're allowed to start a meal. Halacha l'maisa. You're allowed to start a regular meal even after Samach L'mincha on Erev Shabbos. We'll see in a minute what it says in Shulchan Aruch. However, the Bahag, quoted by Tosis, the Maschil, Ein over here. Take a look at Tosis, Ein Mafsikin. In the middle of the Tosis, he quotes, the end of Tosis, Od Kasav Bahag, the Be'erev Shabbos, Ein Lahaschil Lechom and Mincha Olamala. The Bahag says, no, even Rabbi Yossi would hold, Rabbi Yossi only holds, if you started, you're allowed to continue. But even Rabbi Yossi holds, you're not allowed to start. Rabbi Yechiel, also quoted by Tosus, says that as far as starting, we don't follow Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, it's also to start. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? In Shulchan Aruch, it says, "May ikar adin it is permit." You're not allowed to have a big meal. A big meal, for sure, you're not allowed to have. Samach l'mincha erev Shabbos. What about even washing and benching? Not for a big meal, for a small little sandwich, a pizza bagel. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "May ikar adin, it's permissible even after 3 o'clock." However, the Shulchan Aruch writes, it's a mitzvah, a special mitzvah, not to have a meal erev Shabbos after Samach l'mincha. So once you hit the Samach l'mincha, it's really much more preferable not to wash and bench and have a meal. If you want to have a snack, because it's a long Friday afternoon, and you're getting hungry before Shabbos, that's fine. You're allowed to have a snack. Probably even mizonos would be okay. But to wash and bench and have a meal, that one should not have Samach l'mincha Erev Shabbos. It says in Shulchan Aruch, even though me'ikar adin is permissible, but mitzvah, there's no isser b'davar, because we follow Rabbi Yossi. But it's but mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch's language is that's in, you could look it up in Reish Mem Test Beis. Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that you shouldn't have a meal Erev Shabbos. Now, so we just learned also that it sounds like even on Erev Pesach, if you began Beheter, we just learned Erev Shabbos, and it sounds like even Erev Pesach, if you began the meal Beheter before Samach L'mincha, your mom is allowed to keep going. And Rabbi Yossi holds you're allowed to keep going. Now, wait a second. If Rabbi Yossi agrees you're not allowed to start eating a meal Erev Pesach after 3 o'clock, why? Because he agrees that you want to have taiva for the matzah. So how in the world is it okay if you started before 3 o'clock to keep going? You're still not going to have a taiva for the matzah. Well, what's the whole point? So the Ran and Rabbeinu David write here something very interesting. You ever notice, like, while you're in the middle of the Shabbos meal, Shabbos afternoon, you got plenty of appetite to keep on eating and eating and eating, and then the second you bench and you put the food away, oh my gosh, I feel like I got to lie down. So the Ran and Rabbeinu David write, while a person is in the middle of eating, he still has the appetite for eating. It's once he stops that the problem is. So that's why Rabbi Yossi could say, you're not allowed to start eating a meal Erev Pesach because it's going to ruin your appetite. But if you're in the middle of the meal, once you started the meal Beheter, you'll still have an appetite. It's not a problem that you can eat the matzah a la sova. Very interesting, svara. Now, what about, wait a second, Rabbi Yossi says, let's take a regular Shabbos, for example. A regular Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi says, if you start the meal Beheter, you don't have to stop. So you can keep going, and you eat on Shabbos and Shabbos. You didn't make Kiddush yet. You're eating before Kiddush. That's one issue. You're eating before Kiddush. And then we'll talk about that maybe in tomorrow's daf a little bit more. But what about the issue of Kiddush b'makom suda, which we're also going to speak about in tomorrow's daf? According to Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to, if you start the meal Erev Shabbos, so you start a Beheter, right? So Rabbi Yossi says you can keep going. Rabbi Yossi says you got to stop. Rabbi Yossi says you got to stop the meal. Oker es ha-shulchan. Right, there is also machlokas yishon. What does it mean? Leker es ha-shulchan. Let's say you're eating a meal and you decide you want a bench. You want a bench, and then you change your mind. Your wife brings out a new dessert. You said, "Okay, let's bench." You start. You already washed my machron. You said, "Okay, let's all bench." And then your wife brings out more dessert. You didn't know it was coming. You have to make a new bracha. So the pashtus, you would have to make a new bracha once you decide to bench. Your meal's over. So the Rishonim here, Tosas writes over here. Take a look at Tosas. Mafsikin Shabbosas Pirish. Ba'akiras shulchan, you have to like mamish remove the table. But other Rishonim say maybe that was in their times that they used to eat on these portable tables. But nowadays, once a person decides, forget it, we're benching, that's it, the meal's over, you'd have to make a new bracha. But at any rate, Rabbi Yehuda says you got to end the meal, you got to bench, you got to make a new kiddush, and then you continue. But Rabbi Yossi says no, you can keep going. Right? And Eretz Yisrael nowadays they sometimes do this, and some people paskin on Purim. When it's Erev Shabbos, just keep going. Take your Purim Suda do in the afternoon. Go right into Shabbos. You don't even have to make Kiddush. And you make Kiddush at the end of the meal. And then you bench. Either you bench and make Kiddush, or you make Kiddush, then you bench. But you do it at the end of the meal. The question is, how does that work as far as the issue of Kiddush b'makom Suda? You had your whole Suda. You didn't have Kiddush. You're just making Kiddush at the end? Does that really work for Kiddush b'makom Suda? So I was listening to Rabbi Razner. He points out there's a famous chakira about Kiddush Makom Suda. Rabbi Schechter writes in Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, Simon Hay, there is a big question, let's say, as far as Kiddush Makom Suda is concerned. We know that you have to have a Kiddush Makom Suda. So the question is, do you have to have hamotzi for your Kiddush, or is it enough to have mizonos? So probably all of us are familiar, the Minhag HaOlam, most people, by a Kiddush, they're makbet to have mizonos. You got to have a mizonah. Some people don't even know that. You go to a kiddush, you have a little piece of fish. So that's a very big problem. Because you're not yotze kiddush if you only have fish. Because kiddush b'makom seuda means you have to have at least a minimum of mizonos. That's machlokes, the Gaonim and the Gra. The Gaonim say that you have to have at least mizonos. The Gra says you have to have hamotzi for your kiddush b'makom seuda. And you're not yotze kiddush just eating mizonos. So the Minhag Ga'olam is to follow the Ga'onim, right? But what's the Yisod HaMachlokas? The question is, if Shechter writes like this in Eretz HaTzvi, how do you understand the din of Kiddush B'makom Seuda? Is the din of Kiddush B'makom Suda a din in the Kiddush or is it din in the Suda? Right, a classic Chakira, right? Is it a din that your second Shabbos meal has to have a Kiddush? Your second Shabbos meal has to have a Kiddush? Or no? The wine, in order to make your wine a legit Kiddush, it needs to have something substantial. So maybe a mezonos is enough to be magadir your wine, Kiddush B'makom Suda. So now it wasn't just a Kiddush on a piece of fish. It was more substantial. You had a mezonos. So you made your Kiddush as a legit Kiddush. But if you say it's a din in the Suda, that the pshat is that your Suda has to be Gamay Kiddush, then you need Hamotzi, because in order to have a legit Shabbos meal, you gotta have a Hamotzi. So maybe you could say the same thing over here. If you say Kiddush B'makom Suda is a din in the Suda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you gotta stop, make Kiddush, because you got to make sure that your Shabbos meal had a Kiddush at the beginning of it. What are you going to tell me? You made a Kiddush at the end of it? So that you established your Shabbos meal as a meal of Shabbos by making Kiddush at the end? That sounds a little bit far-fetched. But if you say it's a din of the wine, meaning that it's a din of the Kiddush, that you need something significant to make your Kiddush as a Kiddush, so maybe even if it's at the end, it's okay. So that might be related to this issue as well. Let's continue. Now, says the Gemara, Amar Vina Mashmuel, listen to the very interesting Gemara. So Shmuel's an Amora, right? Shmuel's an Amora. Amar Vina Mashmuel, Ein Halacha Lo Kareb Yehuda V'Lo Kareb Yosi. If you start your Shabbos meal Beheter, before Samach L'mincha, and now you go and you're allowed to continue. Once you start, you're allowed to continue. So Rabbi Yehuda says you got to stop at Shabbos, don't eat before Kiddush, bench, make Kiddush, take away the table. You got to take away the table, bench, make Kiddush, and start your meal all over again. It's Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold like Rabbi Yossi, who says you can keep on going. You don't have to stop. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel says, no, ain't halacha lo ka Rabbi Yehuda v'lo ka Rabbi Yossi. We don't follow neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Yossi. Right, I made a mistake before. About this, we don't follow Rabbi Yossi. We follow this, what the Gemara is about to say. We follow Shmuel. Ein halacha lo ka Rabbi Yossi. Ella pores mapo mekadesh. You don't have to stop. You're not allowed to keep going. We have a compromise position. You cover over all the food, make kiddush, and then keep going. You don't got to remove the shulchan and bench, like Rabbi Yehuda said, but you cover over all the food, make kiddush, and then continue. Now, wait a second. Shmuel is an Amora. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi were Tanaim. How is he allowed to argue on the Tanaim? So take a look at Tosfos on the bottom of the page. Ela poris mapo mekadesh. Says Tosfos, Perish Rashbam, de islei l'shmuel d'alacha k'Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel really holds like Rabbi Yossi that you're allowed to continue. But Ela shebala hachmir al-dvar, it's a variation on Rabbi Yossi's. Shita is just trying to be machmir a little bit. Instead of making kiddush in the end, it's better to put a tablecloth and make kiddush in the middle. Shelo ligmar suda kodem kiddush. It's better not to finish the meal before kiddush. Make kiddush in the middle. De'ilo tebahachi shmol da'amar keman. Who's he holding like? And then Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi, that no, there's a third shita that says Poris Mapo Mekadesh. And Shmuel's holding like the third shita of Poris Mapo Mekadesh. Now, let's continue in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Inni, is this really so? This is what Shmuel holds. The Hamar of Techli Barvi Omar Shmuel. But didn't Shmuel say another teaching? Kishem Shemafsikin Lekiddish. Just like you have to stop as far as making Kiddush, kach mafsikin lahavdalah. So too, Shabbos afternoon, you have to stop and make Havdalah. My mafsikin lav lakiras shulchan. Does it mean that you have to mamish uproot the table? Says the Gemara, by Havdalah, you would certainly see, you got a bench. Mafsikin means you got a bench, stop the meal, remove the table, and bench. Says the Gemara, no, who says so? Lo. No, you don't do this. Is where Tosfos got Akira's Shulchan before, right? Other Rishonim disagree and say, no, you don't have to be oker the shulchan. You just, even just when you say you want a bench, that's enough to stop. Lo lamapa, it just means you have to spread a mapa over the table and then make kiddush or make havdalah, but you don't have to bench. Like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to bench. But Shmuel says, no, poris mapa umakadesh, poris mapa and make havdalah. Rabba Baravun ikla lebe reish galusa. Rabbi Baravun went to the house of the reish galusa. I say, taka kame. They brought the bread on the table before he made kiddush. Paras mapa v'kidesh. So since they brought the bread beforehand, so he spread, he covered over the bread when he made kiddush. And this is our custom that we cover over the challahs. We'll see in a second. V'imhevi, I'm sorry, taganami hachi. We learned in a braisa supporting this. She'ein mevi'in es ha'shulchan. You're not allowed to bring the table out before kiddush. You have to first, in those days, like they would bring the table, we'll see in a second. She'ein mevi'in es ha'shulchan. You're not allowed to bring the table out before kiddush. Elim ken kiddush. You're only allowed to bring the table out once you've made kiddush. V'im hevi. But if you brought the table out, pores mapo makadesh. So you got to cover the challahs and then make kiddush. Stop. Take a look at Tosfos. First, lav lakiras ha'shulchan. Says Tosfos, hainu birkas ha'mazon. Like we explained earlier, sharugin l'salek, sharilam shulchanos ketanah, they had small tables in front of each person. Shkolechad ha'ochad ha'shulchano. While you misalkin milifne kulam, they would remove them before benching. V'lo milifne ha'mavarech. V'anu sh'anu ochlin b'shulchan echad, but we all eat at one table, einachon l'salek. So we have one big table, so you're not going to remove the table. And similarly, look at the next tosis. She'ein mevinas ha'shulchan. Right, a couple of tosis and down. Very important tosis. Very fundamental. She'ein mevinas ha'shulchan l'mgin kiddush. V'ha'ad omar. Oh, so the question is, what do you mean? We just learned through the Gemara, you're not allowed to bring out the table until you make kiddush? Wait a second. Doesn't this go against the famous Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that we learned together about the angels that accompany you home? Asks Tosfos, v'ha'ad omar b'chol. Kisvei, didn't we say in Masechta Shabbos in the 16th Perek? Maybe it was the 18th, Kol Kisvei. 16th, 17th, 18th, one of them. V'hadam b'chol Kisvei, where's Mordechai when we need him? V'hadam b'chol Kisvei, matzah shulchan aruch. Malach tov omer v'chule. Right? When you come home from shul, the malachim that accompany home shul, if they see the table set beautifully for Shabbos, so the malach says, yiratzon, it should be like this for the next Shabbos. That's why we sing Shalom Aleichem. Because the malachim will come and then we sing them. Even the Reb Chaim Volozhiner would skip the third paragraph, Baruchuni L'Shalom Malachi Asharis, because you're not supposed to ask angels for blessings. We only daven to Hashem. Notice, so some people skip the third one. They say Shalom Aleichem, Boachem, but Baruchuni they don't say. I don't know, my parents, when we were growing up, everybody used to say all four of them. But anyway, everyone used to say all of them. So I followed my father's minhag, which was to say all four of them. But anyway, So wait a second. Here you're telling me it's usher to set the table before kiddush, and yet the Gemara in Shabbos that we learned together says that but the malachim would come home and they would see the table set. So what do you mean? Loikasha. The aruch b'makom acher. No. The table was set in the kitchen. The table was set in the kitchen, and then you bring it out to the dining room. Ach ein mevino solamakum suda aracha kiddush. Oh, but now you can't do this, says Tosfos. Va'achshav shulchanos shalanu shehem gedolim yosem yidai v'kasha lahaviim acha kiddush las kol kach bekiddush le suda anu regilin lefros mapo lekadesh. Oh, so that's what we do. We set the table, but we cover the challahs with a covering. Vatam. So what's the reason for this whole halacha? What's the reason why we don't bring out the table till you make Kiddush? And nowadays that we can't do that, we cover the challahs before making Kiddush. What's the reason? Three reasons. Tosis quotes the two lesser known reasons. And the reason that all of us know is quoted by the other Rishonim. What's the reason we cover the challah? Take a look. Vatam. Look in the Tosis. I'm reading the end of Tosis She'ein. Mefurish b'she'iltos. Kihechi de tesi suda b'yikra de shabsa. Covered Shabbos. That first make Kiddush. When we cover the challahs, the idea is first make Kiddush and then bring out the challahs, because you're bringing out all the food l'kavod Shabbos. So you got to make Kiddush first. So we cover the challahs and we uncover them, right? Like in a fancy restaurant, they bring out the food and it's covered, right? Then they uncover it in front of you, because it's more bakavodik. We want to make sure that you, some say because just having covered food is more bakavodik and it's covered. Or no, the point is that it's not there and you're making Kiddush. And so once you make Kiddush, then you uncover it, l'kavod Shabbos, that first it's got to be Shabbos and now I'm going to uncover the food for the honor of Shabbos. That's one reason. So all the food on the table has got to be covered, l'kavod Shabbos, make Kiddush. Only once it's Shabbos, you want to bring the food in for the honor of Shabbos. That's one reason. V'yesh mefaresh, Tosfos quotes another opinion, zecher leman. It's to remember the man that was covered. That's why we have, the man was like in a box. That's why we have the tablecloth under the challah and the covering over the challah. Zecher leman shlo haya yorid b'shabbos v'yamim tovim. The man would not fall on Shabbos and Yontif. V'yatal milamala u'milamata. It was covered with dew below it and on top of it. V'haman bein tayim. And the man was in between it. What's the famous third reason that the other Rishonim quotes? So one reason is for covered Shabbos. One reason is zeichel leman. It was covered with dew, so it was see-through. We'll see in a second. See in a minute. And the third reason given by the Rishonim is, since usually you're supposed to make a bracha of hamotzi and mizonos comes before hagafen, because whichever comes first in the pasuk of eretz chita usaora. Remember we learned in brachas chita usaora then gefen. Whichever comes earlier in the pasuk comes first. So the chal is made out of wheat, the cake is made out of wheat, and the wine is made out of grapes. So the mizonos and hamotzi comes before hagafen. Yet you're making the hagafen first. So you don't want the challah to be embarrassed. You made the wrong bracha first. You don't want the challah to be embarrassed. So we cover over the challah. Five nafkaminas between the three reasons. Ready? Here we go. Let's review. Three reasons, five nafkaminas. Ready? What would we do? Let's review. Three reasons. Kavod Shabbos and Yontif. Zecher Leman. And that the challah shouldn't be embarrassed. So, nafkamina number one, let's say you're making Kiddush on the challah. Some people have the minhag to make Kiddush on the challah. Do you cover the challahs? You don't have wine, so you want to make Kiddush on the challah. So, do you cover the challahs? So, if you say the reason is covered Shabbos, yes, cover the challahs. If you say the reason is zeichel leman, yes, cover the challahs. If you say it's so that the challah shouldn't be embarrassed, that you're making brach over the wine, you don't have to cover the challahs. Number two, let's say what do you have to cover? Which foods? Let's say you're at a hotel, they have other foods on the table. Or your wife set other, there's dips. That's why in our house, you don't bring the dips out till after Kiddush. Let's say you have dips. The dips are on the table from before Kiddush. Do you have to cover the dips? Or there's fish on the table. Do you have to cover the fish? Ready? Here we go. If it's a covered Shabbos, you have to cover everything. Cover everything. Cover Shabbos. If you say it's to remember the man, only the bread. If you say it's that the food shouldn't be embarrassed, compromise position. Cover the challah. You got to cover the mizonos also. If you're at a Kiddush, you're making Kiddush on Shabbos afternoon. You come and make Kiddush. You got to cover the mizonos. Because the mizonos is also embarrassed. You got to make the mizonos before the Kiddush. But if you say it's zeicher leman, only the challah. Only the challah. Another nafkamina. Do you have to cover the challahs at Shalosh Shudas? Do you have to cover the challahs at Shalosh Shudas? If you say it's Zeichel Aman, maybe yes. Even the third meal is Zeichel Aman. If you say covered Shabbos, maybe yes. I mean, probably no. Covered Shabbos would be no. If you say, so you don't embarrass the wine, and the chal is embarrassed, you're making the brach on the wine first, there's no wine by Shalosh Shudas. Next difference, can you use a see-through cover? Rav Shlomo Zalman apparently writes it's okay to use, if it's Zeichel Aman, the Aman was covered by the dew. The dew is a see-through cover. Zeichel Aman, a see-through cover should work. You have a fancy talus chal cover. It's a new shtick. It'll be see-through. But if you say covered Shabbos, I don't know, then probably not. It's supposed to be like it's not there. If you say that that the wine shouldn't be embarrassed, it's got to be like the chal is not there. So maybe a see-through cover shouldn't work. Right? So I remember Rabbi Yonason Sacks, used to live in Passaic, used to say, if you don't cover the mezonos by Kiddush, you better make sure to cover the chalas by Shalosh Shudas. Because if you don't cover, the only reason to say you don't cover the mezonos by Kiddush is it's Zeichel Aman. If it's Zeichel Aman, then you have to cover it by Shalosh Shudas. A lot of beautiful, very labidic a piece of Torah here. We try to be machmir like all the shitas. So it's important, if you're making Kiddush at your home Shabbos morning, there's mezonos there, you should even cover the mezonos. By the way, another nafkamina. Let's say you finished making Kiddush. Do you have to cover the challahs while making hamotzi, even after Kiddush? Some people are makbid to keep the cover on by hamotzi. If it's covered Shabbos, no. If it's so that the wine shouldn't be embarrassed, no. The challah shouldn't be embarrassed because you're making brach on the wine, no. But if you say Zeichel Aman, yes, you have to cover the challahs even during the bracha of hamotzi. Maybe that's a sixth nafkamina. I think we said about six nafkaminas. Clear covers after the bracha, mizonos, covering even the mizonos and the shahakal, Shalosh Shudas, right? All these nafkaminas. Okay, let's continue. Good thing it was a short daf today, right? Let's continue. Tani Chada, we learned in one Brisa, Shavin, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi, who disagree as far as starting the meal, She'ein Maschilin. So one Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, they agree that you're not allowed to start to eat after Samach L'mincha. V'tani Idach, Shavin She'ein Maschilin. They both agree that you are allowed to start eating. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Hadasanya Shavin She'ein Maschilin. That both Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda agree that you can't start eating the meal. Mishkachas la Erev Pesach. Makes sense. Erev Pesach, even we said, even Rabbi Yosef agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to start. Elohadasanya Shavin She'ein Maschilin. Emas, when do they agree that you're allowed to start? Inema Be'erev Shabbos Hamiflik Pligi. If you tell me in Erev Shabbos, they argue. Says Gemara Lo Kasha, Kan Kodem Tisha Kan LaAchar Tisha. No, before the ninth hour, they both agree you're allowed to start. After the ninth hour, that's where they disagree. Okay, the next Gemara is all about making Kiddush and Shul. We will stop here and we will leave that for tomorrow's daf. We'll talk about the din of making Kiddush and Shul. Used to be everybody used to make Kiddush and Shul. Nowadays, many people don't make Kiddush and Shul Friday night. We'll talk about that, and then tomorrow's daf also, we'll talk about Kiddush Makom Suda. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Have a good day, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a wonderful day.